Today is Friday, the 19th of June, 2026. We thank you for being part of our 6 a.m. prayer family. Our team for the day is Reverend Kimball and Michelle. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Reverend Kimball.
Good morning. Our minute with the Master today comes from Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 and 29. And it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." When I first joined the Navy, the very first thing I had to do was go through basic training, better known as boot camp. Boot camp is designed to transform the new recruit from civilian life to the life of a soldier. It was 8 weeks of grueling work and exercise, but there was one particular day called 4-5 Day, which marked the halfway point. Our commanding officers burst into the barracks at around 5 a.m., screaming and shouting for us to get up and out, beginning the cycle of training like none of the other days. 4-5 Day was a day that separated the men from the boys, and most of the guys that did not make it through dropped out during this time. For those of us able to press on and make it through, we received a welcome revelation that things over the next few weeks would be easier to endure. It was a long 8 weeks, but at the end, there was still a lot to learn, but we had successfully transitioned into military life. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have enlisted as a soldier of the Lord. What you don't often realize is that our old nature becomes completely at odds with our new nature. We immediately begin a spiritual boot camp, and it can quickly become the most grueling time of our lives because there are forces that do not want us to make the transition. Life as you know it will seem to come unravel, and that is usually because it is. Pressures and tensions continually mount until you get to the point where you feel as if you can't take it anymore. Many of you have been there, and maybe some of you are there right now. It is your 4-5 day, and here is your encouragement. You don't have to push back and press through on your own because God is with you. Everything that you have had to go through was designed to get you to the point where you will surrender and give the reins of your life to Jesus Christ. He simply asks, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls." A yoke is something that you put on, not hold on to. Let me say that again. A yoke is something that you put on, not hold on to. Wearing it means that you are giving control, not taking control. Jesus is calling you today to give him control, and it is here under his command that you will find a rest for your soul. Jesus knows exactly where you are and where he needs you to go. Stop fighting and follow where he leads. It is wonderful to be in the Lord's army, and it's good to know that he has it all under control. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. Have a wonderful and peaceful Friday.
Thank you, Reverend Kimball. Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous, faithful Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Those needing an encounter with Christ, we ask God to reveal himself to them, convert their hearts, and give them a spirit-filled mind. We further pray for them to become ambassadors for Christ, leading their peers to salvation. The family of Julie Jimenez, we keep the family in our prayers to be comforted and unified by the Holy Spirit as they attend her homegoing services today at 12 o'clock p.m. Dr. Shaw, Dr. Henry, and Dr. Patrick, we pray God's richest blessings upon them. We pray for the Lord to continue to work through them and keep them spiritually strong as they depend on God's power to heal his people using their faith, God-given skills, and creativity. policemen, firemen, school teachers, mental health workers, and Christian counselors. We ask the Lord to protect and strengthen them, fill them with wisdom, courage, compassion, and grace as they faithfully serve, guide, heal, and care for the others, for others each day. First Baptist Moms in Prayer Ministry. We pray for the Lord to continue to use them as intercessors and support for each other, for all to be well with them, for their unspoken requests to be heard by God, and for their families to be covered by the hand of God. Kurt W. and all those in a dark place right now. We ask God to reveal to him the need to seek medical help to stabilize his mind, and we pray for the cloud of depression over his life to be destroyed. Those who are bereaved, we intercede for the Lord to soothe the heartache of heartbroken families and keep them unified as they come to grips with losing a loved one. College interns, we pray for them to successfully complete their internships. Everyone on the call today, we pray for the Lord to pour out his blessings upon each person gathered here. Grant divine favor, clear direction, good health, meaningful connections, and the strength to walk confidently in the purpose God has prepared for you today. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice for an end to racial disparity and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you a God-blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Let us pray. You are the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful, beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, our King. What a beautiful name it is. Most Heavenly Father, most wonderful and high God, we come to you once again on this beautiful morning, Father, to tell you, first of all, to tell you thank you for all that you have done. We come to you now this morning in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, because we know that you were with us. You watched over us all night long, and you gave us the strength and the ability to get up this morning once again to join our hearts and our minds and our spirits together to worship you, to glorify you, to praise you, to magnify you, and to lift you up because you are God, and you're God all alone. You're worthy of all of our praises, Father. You're worthy of all the glory that you've accumulated, Father. You're worthy of everything that we know and understand about you, Father, for us to just praise you and glorify you right now in this moment, because if you never do anything for us again, Father, you've done more than enough for us. You've given us Jesus Christ, the one who heals our sin-sick soul, Father. You've given us Jesus Christ, the one who removes the sin from us, Father, and who has paid the penalty and taken away the debt for us, Father. We thank you this morning because you loved us even when we didn't understand and know who you were and we didn't love you, Father. You loved us enough to give us everything we needed right now. And so we come to you this morning understanding that it's because we have a Father who cared, is one who loved us at all, is one who's continuing to love us even when we were lost in the world, Father. You did everything you needed to do in order to return us to this place. And because we're here this morning with our hearts and our minds and our spirits stayed on you, you, we come to tell you thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for providing for us, Father, for giving us the provision and the strength and the direction that we need. It can be all that you called us to be, Father. We come this morning thanking you for the hope, the help, and the holiness that only comes through Jesus Christ. We come today, Father, to glorify you, not just so much to ask you for things more in our lives, because you've given us more than enough, Father. But we come this morning to ask you to continue to give us direction so that we can be the hope, the love, and the light for somebody else, Father. We come this morning, Father, to place ourselves on the altar, to allow you to use us, Father, for your glory, Father, for you to use us in a mighty way so the world around us would know that Jesus Christ is real and that he's right and that he's relevant for the world today, Father, that he's still able to save our souls, and that all we have to do is give our lives to him and accept what he did for us on Calvary, that right now today he's able to deliver each and every one of us who calls upon his name. Father, allow us to be the living vision of that invisible God that the world thinks that they can't see. Allow them to see you through us, Father, right now in this place, not so that we're so much, Father, to glorify us and lift us up, Father, but to allow them to be able to see you and to see you alone, that you're working in the world, that you're still loving and that you're still caring for each and every one of us. Your work is still moving in the world right now, Father, to bring wars into submission, Father, to bring hurt and harm into submission, to get rid of hunger and disease, Father, right now today. Use us in a mighty way, not just us, but our governments and our leaders all around the world, Father, to do the work that you called us to do, that you desire us to do, to bring people together, to heal us, and to strengthen us and empower us each and every day. Oh, Father, we need you right now. We need you right now in these times. Not that we're demanding for you to do anything, Father, because you've shown us over and over and over again that you're loving and a kind God. We're asking you to use us to display your love right now today. Father, for we need you. We need you right now like we've never needed you before, in order for us to spread the knowledge and the understanding of Jesus Christ all around us, for our children, for our neighborhoods, for our communities, and for the world. Father, we need to know that Jesus Christ is still available to each and every one of us. And as always, Father, as we step out into the world today, we need you, Father, to enlighten us, to grow our hearts, to give us the strength, the understanding, the discernment, and everything that we need right now in this moment to do all the things you called us to do, and to allow our faith to spring forth and to be shown into the world, Father. And we ask you to just watch over us and keep us and lead us and guide us in all the ways that you need us to go. And then, Father, we just pray that you would just continue to cover us with your glory and with your protection. Oh, we need you right now. We need you right now. And it's in the wonderful, loving, and saving name of Jesus Christ we pray and ask all these blessings in his name. And in his name alone we pray. Amen. And thank you, God.
Thank God, and thank you, Reverend Kimball. We pray for the Lord to cover you with his favor, his peace, and his success as you go throughout your day today. We will meet again tomorrow. This brings our time together to a close on this Friday morning. Goodbye.